The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Variety Channel. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericavariety.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Welcome to your weekly dose of heart and soul, reflections on passion, purpose, and perseverance with your host, Jory Fisher. Jory and her guests will inspire you to discern your life's purpose and make a positive difference in the world around you. Now, here's Jory Fisher.
Hello and welcome to Heart and Soul, reflections on passion, purpose, and perseverance. I'm Jory Fisher, your host, and joining us today, October 7th, 2009, is Jeffrey Van Dyke, a prominent leader in the coaching industry. Say hello, Jeffrey.
Hello, everybody. Glad to be here.
Thank you. And Jeffrey's calling in from San Francisco, and I'm in Lynchburg, Virginia. I'd like to take a moment before we dive into the topic of our show to thank Voice America producers and staff, particularly Brandy, Frank, Jeffrey, Nicole, Randy, Ruben, William, and Michael. It's been a joy to work with each of you, and I look forward to continuing the relationship. I'd also like to thank our listeners for voting Voice America, the Internet's number one talk station. So why a show on purpose, passion, and perseverance? Because I'd like to inspire you to make a difference. All of my guests are dedicated to making a very positive impact on the world around them, and I'd like you to hear their remarkable stories, and go ye therefore and do likewise. First, I'd like to just tell you a quick story about how Heart and Soul sprang to life. Career coach Susan Whitcomb is a good friend of mine, and last January we were talking about goals, and she asked me to write down a few goals on an index card, and one of the goals that I wrote down was radio show. Well, what I had in mind was actually maybe someday, 5 years from now, being a guest on a radio show. Well, in April, executive producer for Voice America, Frank Interdonato, contacted me and asked me if I would consider being a host of a radio show. So there you have it. And I took this matter to my trusted source, and you will hear more about trusted sources as Jeffrey and I speak. And it was indeed confirmed that I should go forth. So here I am, and it's an honor to be here. What you can expect from this show is a spirited conversation with one or two dynamic guests each week, listener interaction, that would be you, and a challenge to live life intentionally. Now to my esteemed guest, Jeffrey Van Dyke. There is nobody I'd rather have with us to start out a series on calling, purpose, and vocation. Jeffrey is a brilliant and dynamic teacher who has helped hundreds of people find their true purpose. A leader in the coaching industry, he's on a mission to heal the ache of those who are meant to change the world. With nearly two decades of experience in training and development, Jeffrey has worked personally with leaders such as Bill Gates, Donald Trump, Stephen Covey, former French President Jacques Chirac, and former Israeli Prime Minister Ariel Sharon. He's the president of the International Coach Federation San Francisco chapter and holds numerous certifications, including he's certified by the ICF as a professional certified coach, or PCC. He's also certified as a professional coactive coach, a dream coach, and a true purpose coach, and is on the faculty of Tim Kelly's True Purpose Institute and Marsha Weider's Dream Coach University. I invited Jeffrey to kick off Heart and Soul because I've been phenomenally impressed by his ability to communicate his purpose and to teach others how to live out theirs. He's my teacher, my mentor, my colleague, and my friend. A warm welcome to you, Jeffrey. Would you please tell us your story? How did you get to where you are today?
Oh, thank you so much, Jory. First, I just want to acknowledge you and congratulate you on kicking off this show. I'm sure it's going to be a great service to some people listening. So thank you for having me, and thank you all for being here. As Jory said, I'm a coach, I'm a teacher, I'm a trainer. Work with people around the world on purpose, and It's been a wild ride, I've got to tell you. I wasn't always doing this. In fact, just a few years ago, I was still at Microsoft. I believe I left in 2006, so it's only been 3 years since I left Microsoft. And it was a kind of a wild ride. I was very successful in my career in the tech industry. In fact, I was a school teacher at one point, then went into training and development in the tech industry, worked in a few different locations in the U.S. and in Europe, and was doing really well. And at some point, it just kind of stopped working. You know, I would go to work, and the things that used to give me a lot of satisfaction and fulfillment stopped doing so. It was harder to get myself up each day and get myself to work. My performance at work, I was always a really top performer, and my performance started slipping, and it really started to concern me. You know, gosh, why is this, and what's happening? And it felt like things were being unplugged in my life, and I didn't know what to do about it. And I met someone who was a coach, and it really inspired me, the way they worked together, how he described the work he did with his coach. And I thought, wow, that's really interesting. And I started talking about this to all my friends. Oh, I met this person, and they use this thing called a coach, and here's what they do. Isn't it neat? And each person would say, oh, yeah, Jeffrey, you should do that. And I'd be like, yeah, good. Next person, oh, I met this person, and they use this thing called a coach. And again, oh, Jeffrey, you should do that. And maybe after a half dozen of these conversations, it finally dawned to me, oh, maybe I should
do that.
So I looked into it, and I hired a coach, went to coach training school, all that good stuff. Again, looking for purpose, looking for meaning, looking for something that would have me wake up excited to be alive and feel like I was contributing something to this world. Mm-hmm. And it worked relatively well. I eventually quit Microsoft and started to coach in earnest full time.
That was a big leap, I'm sure.
It was a big leap. It was one of those things where I knew if I stayed at Microsoft, stuff, you know, the things were just going downhill. And as much as I tried to pull myself up from the bootstraps to get myself motivated and get myself back up to the performance level I was always at, it just was one of the most difficult things in the world to do. And I knew it was time to leave.
Well, Jeffrey, what did that feel like? You're talking about it being
really
very difficult
scary.
To get up.
It was really scary.
Scary.
You know, it's full of unknowns. I didn't know if this coaching career would work. I didn't know if it was exactly the right thing for me. I didn't know how long it would take to get a coaching business running and have it be financially viable.
Right.
You know, and my tech career was a known. I live in San Francisco. I live near Silicon Valley. Lots of opportunity here. And it was one of those big leaps of faith.
So basically what you're saying is you walked away from a full paycheck into the world of entrepreneurship and the total unknown financially and every other way.
I did. You know, and I mapped out some of the finances and thought, okay, well, I can live this long trying to get this business running until I have to go back and get a career in the tech industry, that sort of thing. But yeah, I took that leap.
Wow.
And I know a lot of people that do things like that. That, you know, at some point know that they have to do something different. They don't know why. They don't know why things aren't working anymore, but they know they have to make a change. Mm-hmm. And it's one of those things where you almost have to do it. You know it's scary. You know there's lots of unknowns, et cetera, but the longer you wait, the more it hurts where you are.
Right.
And so that's where I was at. And I took the leap, and it worked, as I said, relatively well. I knew I had good skill at coaching, got lots of positive feedback in my training and from my clients, Mm-hmm. But as most people tell you, as an entrepreneur, you should be able to say who you work with and what you do for them and, mm-hmm. and all that good stuff. And I just wasn't able to figure that out. Each time I'd go, oh, I can coach people in high tech. I know that world. It felt kind of dull and dead and made up and inauthentic. I could do this. I've done a lot of performing. I could coach performers. Well, I don't really want to coach performers. I don't have any money to pay a coach.
Yeah.
That wouldn't be so great. And again, it felt kind of made up. And it wasn't until I found my purpose that I really, truly understood who I was meant to work with and what I was meant to do with them.
Mm.
That's the piece that made all the difference.
All right. And obviously, that is going to be what our show will focus on. But I do think it's really important for people to understand the downside as well, how you felt, how you ached, how you longed to make a difference, how you were uncertain, all of that. And that is what led you to find your purpose. And I trust you're going to say how your life is different. So we will get into that. But could you say just a little bit about why you're so passionate about your work now, even though I know you haven't really described what it is that you do?
Yeah.
What makes you so passionate?
It works. I think the most simple way, it works. I feel like my life works. I feel like it has an impact in people. I can see the direct impact in individuals, communities I serve, in countries that I'm starting to serve. And having that direct relationship between what I do and the impact it's making, all working, brings just a lot of ease and joy and fulfillment.
How lovely.
So I think that just kind of works.
I know, Jeffrey, that you happen to just have returned from a very exciting voyage. Is this a good time to talk about that, or do you want to say that?
Oh, sure.
It's not every day that people do what you just did, so would you like to talk about that now?
Yeah, sure. So one of my missions in life is to heal the ache of the world. And I know it sounds like a big mission, and it is, and it's not necessarily something someone can do alone, which is why I do all the stuff I do. But I just got back from a trip to Israel, and the whole point of the trip was to do life purpose work with leaders in Israel. The intent of helping them discover their piece in the pie, their own inner piece, as well as their piece to do in the world and certainly in the Middle East, as a first step of creating inner peace in the Middle East and then outer peace in the Middle East.
Wow.
It was very, very powerful.
That's incredible. Well, bless you for that. Well, Jeffrey and listeners, we need to take a quick break, but when we come back, we're going to discuss how you can find your purpose and the number one thing that prevents people from getting clarity on theirs. This is Jory Fisher, and my guest is the brilliant Jeffrey Van Dyke. You're listening, don't you love that? You're listening to Heart and Soul on the Voice America Variety Channel. Stay tuned.
Thanks, everybody.
Ask the experts. Call toll-free right now, 1-866-472-5787.
Hello?
And ask our all-star team to answer your question. That's 1-866-472-5787.
Thank you for calling.
VoiceAmerica.com.
Tune into a program that's all about empowerment and human potential. It's all about navigating your life. In fact, that is the name of the program. Tune in every Monday morning for the Navigating Your Life Show with host Dr. Nathaniel J. Williams. Each week we'll discuss a range of topics to help you with the challenges facing us every day. The information given can be implemented immediately and may change your life forever. The Navigating Your Life Show is broadcast live Mondays at 10 a.m. Eastern Time and 7 a.m. Pacific Time on the Voice America Variety Channel.
Over there? Over there's the water. Whoosh, whoosh. And look at all this stuff I'm standing on. It's called sand, and it's everywhere.
This woman may sound silly to you and me.
It's made up of little tiny pieces of rocks. Teeny little pieces of rocks.
But to her 2-year-old son exploring the world around him, she makes perfect sense.
How does it feel when you touch the sand? Is it warm?
Uh-huh.
It's hard to hold in your hand, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Learning starts long before school does, and children are naturally curious. They want to learn, so follow their lead. Take simple everyday moments, like sorting laundry or playing on the beach, and turn them into learning moments.
Is this water?
No.
Very good. This is sand. Oh, no, it's not food. It's sand. We don't eat sand.
Turn everyday moments into learning moments. Find out how at pornlearning.org. Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
If you can't put down a good mystery novel, you'll want to check out Mystery Matters with Fran Stewart. Each week, you'll hear from the top mystery writers of our time. From suspense thrillers to forensics, you'll explore all of the categories that make a great mystery work. Not only will we discuss the secrets of a story, but we'll go behind the novel to sort out all of the pieces of the puzzle. Broadcast live each Friday at 10 a.m. Eastern Time, 7 a.m. Pacific, on Voice America. Mystery Matters,
where murder is an open book.
Streaming live, the leader in internet talk radio, VoiceAmerica.com.
You're listening to Heart and Soul, created and hosted by Jory Fisher. To participate in today's program, call us at 1-866-472-5788. Again, that's 1-866-472-5788. If you wish, you may also send an email to jory@joryfishercoaching.com. Now, back to Heart and Soul, reflections on passion, purpose, and perseverance.
Welcome back to Heart and Soul. We've been speaking with visionary Jeffrey Van Dyke about what led him to find his purpose, and now we're going to discuss how you can find yours and why it's imperative that you do so. And before we do that, I see we already have a caller. This is Diane from New Jersey. I believe she has a comment. Diane, go ahead and thank you.
Well, I just want to congratulate you, Jory, on your first show, but the passion that both of you are exhibiting in finding your passion has encouraged me as I go through this journey as well. So it was just really, to hear that, I didn't know Jeffrey's story, and to see the courage that he took, that leap of faith, and where he's helping everyone else go, I just want to congratulate both of you and wish you success.
Oh, thank you so much. Jeffrey, feeling pretty good.
Thanks
huh?
for sharing. That's really fantastic, and I think that's the whole point of the show. So it's already working, Jory.
It is.
Yay. Well, bless you, Diane, and stay in touch.
Okay, thank you.
Thank Bye-bye. You.
Mm-hmm. So, Jeffrey, go ahead. What do you mean by purpose? It's you know, that's a term that's sort of getting bantered about quite a bit. I mean, we hear that some people talk about it a little bit lightly, but I know from your tone of voice, you do not. What do you mean by purpose?
Not at all. It is a big thing in this world right now. We see it all over the place, and lots of people are talking about purpose. If you look under the covers of what they're talking about, however, oftentimes it's not really purpose. For instance, Eckhart Tolle has this great book on awakening the earth, and it's really, in my opinion, about presence, which is a great thing. And there's something that I'm invested in, which is helping people, and this is my definition of purpose, find out who they are, why they're here, what they should be doing in this earth, and why.
Hmm.
You know, it's the old what's it all about Elfie conversation on some level, yeah?
Well, would you be so kind as to say that again?
Sure. Who you are, why you're here, what you should be doing in this world and in your life, and why.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
Wonderful.
It's a big why conversation. Why am I here? Why am I experiencing this? What should I be doing? All of that sort of stuff. And in my experience, it's a difficult question to answer.
Mm-hmm.
Many people spend their whole lives searching for the information and answers to these questions. And there's lots and lots of books out in the world. You know, I've been trained by a handful of different coaching schools, and each one of them has their own piece about purpose. What I find is that most of it uses our existing mind, our existing memory and imagination to find clues about purpose. They'll ask you things like, when were you most fulfilled, or had the most meaning in your life, or if you had a year left to live, what would you do and why? Those sorts of questions, all great questions.
Yeah.
But when you dig underneath those and start to connect the dots and maybe create a purpose statement like, I'm here to serve, teachers, or I'm here to be a loving light in the world. That's great, but it doesn't really answer the question, well, what should I do with my life?
Mm-hmm.
Which next job should I take? What would be the most purposeful next action in my life? And that certainly was my experience. I tried coaching to get a purpose, but coaching is a job. It's not a purpose. It's a way to potentially express a purpose, but it's not a purpose. And so when I started coaching, even after I left Microsoft and took this big leap of faith, it still felt like there was something missing, like I wasn't really doing what I call my world work, what I'm here to do. And a couple years ago, I met a gentleman named Tim Kelly that is now my colleague and collaborator, and learned a new process for finding purpose. And it was pretty novel, in my opinion.
Jeffrey, was it new to you and novel to you, or new to the world and novel to the world? What do you mean by new?
I think yes to both of those.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
So in this process we teach, that Tim and I teach now, what we do is we help people get connected with something outside of their conscious mind, outside of their ego, that could potentially know their purpose and tell it to them. The idea here is that if your mind, if your ego, if your existing consciousness is asking the question, who am I? Why am I here? What should I be doing? What's it all about? That's not the place to go get the answers. If it were, you wouldn't be asking those questions. So we have to go and find some other source to find this information, something outside of the ego, outside of the conscious mind, that could tell you who you are, why you're here, what you should be doing, etc.
Jeffrey, I know some people are a little bit confused, perhaps some of the listening audience, about the definition you're using for ego, because, you know, in common parlance now, ego is sort of a negative thing. It's like, oh, well, he has a big ego, he's conceited. But I know that's not what you mean. So what?
No.
Can you, just as you define purpose, can you define ego a little bit more than saying the conscious?
Sure, sure. So, yeah, a lot of people, when they hear ego, they think of a runaway ego. Something that's sort of been hijacked by their ego. But in my definition, the ego is simply the part of you that's responsible for getting your needs met. So if you think of Maslow's hierarchy of needs, of physiology, love and esteem, and even having purpose as part of the Maslow's hierarchy of needs, that's the domain and realm of the ego. That's what it's here to take care of. It's our ego that says, oh, should I look to the left and right before I cross the street to be sure I don't get run over? That's the sort of thing I'm talking about.
Okay. Thank you for that clarification.
You got it. So, so it's not that part of us that knows our purpose, for most of us. And it is that part of us that is asking these questions. And usually what happens is something changes in life. Maybe it's going well, our work is going well, like it was for me, and then the quote-unquote trappings of the ego start to get unplugged, right? Things just stop working as well. Maybe the relationship starts to fall apart, or the job doesn't give you as much satisfaction, or you try to buy things to get your satisfaction needs met, and it doesn't really fill the void. So what we do is we help people contact something outside of the conscious mind, outside of the ego, outside of simply the part of you when you say, oh, me and mine, you're referring to generally your sense of self, your identity. And for some people, that source, this source is something that could know their purpose and tell it to them, is something inside of them.
Mm-hmm.
It might be their soul, their gut, their intuition. For a more spiritual context, it might be their higher self. I've worked with people who don't have a lot of spiritual context. One called it his inner architect. Whatever it is in that person's belief system, and many people are listening to this show right now, if you're listening, just take a moment and think to yourself, what inside of me, if anything, could know my purpose and tell it to me?
Mm-hmm.
That's what we'd call an internal source. For some people, this source is outside of them in their mind or in their conceptual thinking. In a religious context, it might be God or Jesus. If you were in another religion, it might be Muhammad or Allah or Yahweh, different mm-hmm. words, right? And for each person, their belief about what could know their purpose and tell it to them is a little different. A little more spiritual context, it might be the universe or the collective unconscious. It might also be something more personal to them, something that sort of is with them and knows their purpose, but not everybody's purpose. And that's what we'd call a personal source. And for some people, that might be a guardian angel or a spirit guide, that sort of thing. So again, for the listening audience, just take a look and see. Is there something outside of you that could know your purpose and tell it to you? If so, what is it? Mm-hmm. Take a moment. Write it down. For most people, there is something in their belief system, either inside of them or outside of them, that could know their purpose and tell it to them. And that's what we help people get connected to go ask that source all these questions about who they are, what they're meant to be doing in life, why they're here, what mission they have in this life is, etc. And that's really the crux of this purpose work that we do, is taking it outside of the part that's asking the questions and going to another source outside of the conscious mind to go get the answers.
Wonderful. Well, thank you. Well, there are some problems, however, some blocks. Would you say a little bit about that?
Well, sure. So most people, when they think about doing this, and I'm sure many listeners right now are hearing me getting maybe interested, but at the same time a little nervous and maybe have mm-hmm. anxiousness and go, ooh, this is going really into another world here. There's some parts of them that might not be so keen to have this conversation. That might be a little afraid to have it. If you think about being able to have someone hand you the, you know, envelope, please, hand you an envelope with all the information about your purpose written down on it, and you're about to open that envelope up, for most people, there's a little bit of fear. What will it mean? How will this change my life? Will I be able to get my needs met? Will I be able to make enough money? Will I have to move across the country or across the world? What will people think of me? All of that sort of stuff. And as long as those fears are there, there are controlling mechanisms in our mind, controlling mechanisms in our psyche that will prevent us from connecting with this source outside of our conscious mind and having this two-way dialogue. So the very first thing we do in this process that really is critical to the process, and something I actually don't see anywhere else in this sort of work, is honoring those fears and actually dealing with the fears and limiting beliefs. We need to actually get permission from the ego, permission from the conscious mind to talk with something outside of it and start to get this information. Now, if you think about all these fears, these concerns about finding your purpose, right? You're about to open the envelope and you feel all these concerns come up. Imagine if you could have each one of those fears addressed. What about this? Oh, yeah, I've already addressed that. Well, what about that? Oh, I've addressed that, too. And so now you have this deep sense of peace about actually opening the envelope. That's a completely different state, and that's the state we work to get people in so that they can have this two-way dialogue with what we call a trusted source.
Wonderful. So all about peace and no excuses, right?
Yeah.
Well, at this point, I would like to invite people to call us with their questions. You may email them, and we would respond to them later. You may email them to Jory, J-O-R-Y, at JoryFisherCoaching.com, Jory at JoryFisherCoaching.com. Or if you'd like us to take your call now, which would be great, we have time to take a few during the remaining time, the number to call would be 866-472-5788. That's 866-472-5788 with your questions for Jeffrey Van Dyke. We need to take another break. This is Jory Fisher, and my guest is the charming Jeffrey Van Dyke. You're listening to Heart and Soul on the Voice America Variety Channel. Stay tuned.
Ask the experts. Call toll-free right now, 1-866-472-5787.
Hello?
And ask our all-star team to answer your questions. That's 1-866-472-5787.
Thank you for calling.
VoiceAmerica.com.
Yeah.
I'm Selma, and I'll be your server this evening. The special is pasta primavera, and it comes with a salad. Oh, and by the way, I abuse my children. Lots of times, I beat them for even the smallest reason. When they really get on my nerves, I lock them in the closet for a few hours.
If only child abuse was this easy to recognize, perhaps then more people would report it. If you even suspect abuse, call Child Help at 1-800-4-A-CHILD or visit www.childhelp.org. We've helped millions of people help millions of children, and we can help you. All calls are anonymous and confidential. So remember, 1-800-4-A-CHILD or visit www.childhelp.org. Child Help. Trust your instincts. A public service message brought to you by Child Help and the Ad Council.
Voice America Network proudly presents The Catherine Zox Show for women, men, children, and families. Catherine magically combines her compassion, experience, and talent to bring listeners a show that's upbeat, informative, and yes, a little sassy. Tune in every Wednesday at 7 a.m. Pacific Time, 10 a.m. Eastern, to The Catherine Zox Show on the Voice America channel.
While parenting has its joys, it's also stressful. If you'd like help finding practical solutions to the challenges you're facing, listen to Real Parents, Real Solutions with host Tony Shuda. You'll leave with options you can try with your kids right after the broadcast. Tony will interview experts and real parents for real solutions to problems that will reduce your stress and make your family happier. Call in, write in. This show is for you. Real Parents, Real Solutions airs Wednesdays at 1 p.m. Eastern, 10 a.m. Pacific on the Voice America Variety Channel.
Stimulating talk
gets those synapses in the brain firing really fast.
All the time.
The number one internet talk station where your opinion counts. VoiceAmerica.com.
You're listening to Heart and Soul, created and hosted by Jory Fisher. To participate in today's program, call us at 1-866-472-5788. Again, that's 1-866-472-5788. If you wish, you may also send an email to jory@joryfishercoaching.com. Now, back to Heart and Soul, reflections on passion, purpose, and perseverance.
We've been talking with Jeffrey Van Dyke about how to find your purpose, as well as the number one thing that prevents access to that deeply personal information. In this segment, we'll be telling you how you can get more information about how to find your true purpose in life. But before we do that, I see we have a caller from Georgia. Fran, go ahead.
Hello. Thank you.
Hi,
for
Fran.
Taking my call.
Absolutely.
My question, well, let me lead it off with something else first. I'm a writer, a published writer. I write murder mysteries. And like many published writers, I have a day job as a freelance editor to pay the bills. My question is this. Although I am following my dream and I am living what I feel strongly to be my purpose, how do I get to the point where my purpose pays my bills?
Ah, Jeffrey. I will defer that one to Jeffrey.
Where does the rubber meet the road with this purpose thing? I
yeah.
love it. That's great. Thank you, Fran. So here's what I do with my clients. Is it's very easy for me to try to answer that from my own mind, my own thinking. And the most useful thing to do, the most effective way to find that out, in my experience, is to actually have a connection with a trusted source and ask it. Imagine if you actually had a two-way dialogue where you could ask questions and receive answers, not just vague senses of things, but definite, concrete answers. And you could ask, hey, is this murder mystery thing the most purposeful thing for me to do? What about this day job? How do I transition into making my purpose my day job? What would be the most effective and efficient way to do that? And to be able to get the answers back to those questions. What I find is that when people know the details of their purpose, their ability to reach the people they are meant to serve increases exponentially. And as a result, things that may have been a hobby can actually turn into a day job. So if you knew what set you apart as a writer, who your people that you're meant to serve are, what state they're in when you're meant to serve them, and how to reach them so that your books, your speech, your word in the world absolutely went to the heart of the people that needed it most. What happens is that those people suddenly come alive and engage with you, and what right now is a part-time job of writing could very easily become a full-time job of writing. It's the details that we need to find out in order to make that transition really come alive.
So does this sound like the sort of thing that a coach could really help me with?
Absolutely.
Is that what you're talking about?
There's different types of coaches that do different types of things. I'm sure, and lots of them provide lots of different pieces of value. The piece I'm suggesting is for you to get connected with a trusted source, so you can ask the trusted source these details and use that information in your work.
Okay.
So we'll be giving people some different ways to go about doing that a little bit later in this segment.
Okay.
Great. Thank you for calling.
Thank you very much for your encouragement. I appreciate it.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Fran, do you feel complete with that answer?
I do, and I'm going to listen to the rest of the show, too, to get some more
beautiful
pieces.
Thanks for calling in, Fran.
Thank you, Jory. Bye.
Take care. Well, Jeffrey, that is a beautiful segue, because you've been talking about detail, and how the beauty of this way of discovering your purpose with the connection with the trusted source is you do, in fact, get the details. So my segue would you be so kind as to share with us the segue of your purpose, in essence, what do you mean by you want to, or your mission is to, heal the ache of those who are meant to change the world?
Yeah. There are certain people in this world that feel a calling inside of them. They feel a calling to have an impact on the world. Maybe they feel like they have a message for the world. They're a messenger or a change agent. There's some change they're called to make. Or simply being a visionary leader and helping this world and their community transform. And as their calling inside of them wells up more and more and more, there's a resistance to that calling that wells up in return. Different parts of them that says, well, who are you to do this? And what will people think? And will you actually be able to succeed in this, etc.? And as the calling wells up and the resistance wells up in return, there's a place where they meet, and it aches. It hurts. It's like a boiling pot of water where the steam is trying to come out and some other part is trying to shove the lid down. And there's that little slit where the air sneaks out, and it just hurts. It's painful. Those are the people I'm meant to serve, people who are in that state. And as I mentioned earlier, what we're looking for is, who are you here to serve? What state are they in when you're meant to start working with them? So for me, the who is people who ache to have an impact on the world, visionary leaders, messengers, change agents. And it's true, when they ache, I am most able to serve them. I'm best at what I do when they're in that state. If they kind of have this vague sense of calling, I'm not the right person for them. And if I try to work with them, it'll kind of fall flat. But if they have this deep sense of longing and calling and at the same time resistance and ache as a result, oh, now there's juice. Now we do really good work. And now I'm being employed in the thing I'm best at in the entire world.
Mm.
I didn't know this information until I actually connected with a trusted source and asked it. Who am I? What should I be doing? Who should I work with, and what state are they in when I should start working with them? And that's the information I got back. Now, like all processes, if we're meant to have an impact, it changes something from one state to another. So if I'm working with people who ache, there has to be a new state when I'm done working with them. And so what I do is in terms of my process to bring them from one state to another, is bring them into the heart of that ache. Help them feel it, help them experience it, help them build a new relationship with the parts of them that they've probably spent a lifetime fighting with inside of their head. Build new alignment and peace, and then connect them with a trusted source, help them discover their purpose, their mission, their message, and craft a strategy to bring that out to the world. So the point I'm done is when they are now self-sufficient, they're connected with a trusted source, their ache has been turned into joy, and they're off and running. What I'm not meant to do is help them catapult from that point forward. The image I have is when someone's learning to ride a bike and You can take the training wheels off, and you push them from behind, and you support them, and then you let go, and they can keep riding. Now, they aren't Lance Armstrong yet, but they are able to ride the bike. That's my purpose. I worked with someone about a year ago whose purpose actually picks up where mine leaves off. It's very cool. He is meant to work with people who are on purpose and have just sort of taken the training wheels off, but now want to really catapult into having a huge impact, right? And so we actually do a lot of work together. He sends me people who ache to do it. Mm-hmm. I help them with my part of my purpose, and then I send them back to him, and he helps them really catapult out to having the big impact they're here to make. It's a very cool relationship.
That is wonderful.
The thing that I really like about this work, about connecting with a trusted source to find this information, instead of trying to guess and make it up, is that we get these detailed specifics. And there's some people, as you're hearing me talk about this, that you may be feeling this ache inside of you. You may be feeling this calling. And you know that as I speak about this, I'm speaking to you. Other people might hear it and go, oh, yeah, wow, he's speaking about my brother.
Mm-hmm.
That's the whole point, is that people can actually self-identify when they need your purpose. Jory, just to give the radio audience a juxtaposition of another person's purpose who's gone through this work, can you tell us a bit about yours? Who are you meant to serve? What do you do with them, and what's the change you make in their lives?
Okay, and I can tell the listening audience that, Jeffrey, I'm sure same thing with you, I have received pages of information in going through this, so to ask me to reduce it, as you just did, Jeffrey, in just a short amount of time is indeed a challenge, but I will give it my best shot.
All right.
My purpose is to shepherd those who hunger and thirst to fulfill their calling or divine appointment. And it's for people who long to make a significant difference in the world. I like to say to bring it one step closer to heaven. It's for those who long to touch lives with their gifts and skills, education and experience. For those who yearn to share their love and compassion with others. I believe you mentioned the state they're in. Mine is different from yours. They're not... My peeps are not resistant, they're not aching, but they are searching for meaning and longing to know why they're here on earth. They have a hole in their heart, a yearning to serve others that they don't know how to fill. And then you were asking, how do I go about working with them? I will help them formulate a vision of the future and what they're capable of. What I love doing is helping connect them with the divine in order to discern their calling. And then I do help them determine how to carry out their calling. Unlike you, Jeffrey, you made that differentiation. And I support them with structures and systems and work with them. I'm a career coach as well. And so just they find their calling, and then if they're interested in finding out how they can then manifest their calling in the workforce, then I'm more than happy to help with that. The ending point and result is that people's spirits are buoyed, they feel valuable and important, they know they have a reason for being here on this earth, and they do experience the joy of knowing who they are and what they're designed to do.
Yeah.
Well, my dear, we need to break again, and we will come back. When we come back, you will find out how you can get more information about learning how to actually find your purpose. Thank you, and have a nice little break, and come back to Heart and Soul for the next segment.
Thanks, everyone.
Talk, talk, talk. That's all we do is talk.
Yeah!
If you'd like to talk, call us toll-free right now at 1-866-472-5787. 1-866-472-5787.
That's it.
VoiceAmerica.com.
From the vantage point, Mafatu saw six war canoes drawn up on the beach. But what held the boy's eyes in awful trance were the figures springing and leaping about the flames, darting, shifting, bounding toward the sky. The eaters of men. Cannibals. Firelight glistened on their oiled bodies, on flashing spears and bristling decorations. Mafatu watched the strange scene, powerless to move, and he felt doom itself breathing chill upon his neck. In that very instant, he heard a crashing in the undergrowth. Four figures were tearing toward him through the jungle. He could see them now. He turned and ran blindly down the trail, slipping, sliding, stumbling, his breath all but choking in his throat. Only one thought gave him courage as he ran. His canoe ready and waiting. If only he could reach it before the savages overtook him. Explore new worlds. Find out what happens next by reading the book Call It Courage by Armstrong Sperry. For other great book ideas, visit literacy.gov. A message from the Library of Congress and the Ad Council.
Are you destined to be an everyday change agent in your organization, your relationships, your community? Learn how to become one when you tune in to The Change Agent on the Voice America Variety Channel. Justin A. Flunder, the Chief Change Agent Leader of the Flundonian Group, will help you examine every aspect of your personal and professional life. By observing your own thoughts, words, and actions, you will become the everyday leader that you are meant to be. The Change Agent airs live Thursdays at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern on Voice America Variety.
Can I have a price check on aisle... ma'am?
Yeah.
Don't look down, but there's a giant python wrapped around your leg.
Oh, yeah, I know. It's probably nothing.
Nothing? Shouldn't I don't know, like, call someone?
No, I don't have the time. I'm late as it is. If it keeps up, I have it looked at.
Are you sure? That's a pretty big snake.
No, I'm fine. Thank you, though. You're very sweet.
You wouldn't ignore this, so why ignore the signs of a stroke? If you or someone you know suddenly experiences numbness of the face, arm, or leg, or sudden trouble speaking, seeing, or walking, don't wait to get help. Call 911 right away, because time lost is brain lost. To find out more, visit www.strokeassociation.org or call 1-888-4-STROKE. This message brought to you by the American Stroke Association and the Ad Council.
The Internet's number one talk station.
Number one talk station.
VoiceAmerica.com.
You're listening to Heart and Soul, created and hosted by Jory Fisher. To participate in today's program, call us at 1-866-472-5788. Again, that's 1-866-472-5788. If you wish, you may also send an email to jory@joryfishercoaching.com. Now, back to Heart and Soul, reflections on passion, purpose, and perseverance.
Welcome back to Heart and Soul. You just heard Jory and Jeffrey talk about our life purposes, and now we'd like to show you how you can get more information in finding yours. Jeffrey, would you like to handle that, please?
Absolutely. Great.
Thank you.
So a couple of times a year, I run a teleseminar with people around the world. This one has people from Italy to Israel, all around the country, coming together to find their purpose. And this is a 9-week teleseminar where we take people through getting permission from their ego, clearing the path to a trusted source, connecting them to a trusted source, getting all the details of the purpose. And you just heard the difference between Jory's purpose and mine, helping you get your purpose and your details, helping you discover how you should implement that in your life and take clear, direct path forward. So we have one of these that's just starting up. We have a Q&A call where I'll give you more information about that, as well as give you some more information about purposeful marketing and selling and how this relates to bringing this into your business and life. And that call will be this Friday at noon Pacific, 3 Eastern. So that's Friday the 9th, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern. You can go to, knowyourpurpose.com/Jory. knowyourpurpose.com/Jory to sign up for that. It's a free call. If you sign up for the call, we'll also be giving you a free chapter of Tim's book, True Purpose, give you a ebook on purpose hunting, a very popular method for identifying your purpose, and $5 off the book True Purpose if you come and sign up for the call on Friday. So hope many of you will be able to join us there. That'll be great. Some of you, however, have felt a particular call to work with Jory or perhaps with me. You felt a particular calling. Something in what we said about our purposes called you forward. So if you would like to work with Jory or contact Jory about more information regarding her purpose coaching and career coaching, Jory, where can they go for that?
Just my website would be fine. That's www.joryfisher.com. That would be great. You could also email me, jory@joryfishercoaching.com, but I would like to invite you to look at my website to, again, see if it looks like a good fit for you.
Absolutely. That's great. And if folks feel called to work with me, again, the best place to go for that is to the teleseminar and go to knowyourpurpose.com/Jory. My own personal website is practicalvisionary.com, practicalvisionary.com. So lots of options, and wherever you are, whatever your calling is, whatever you do as a next step, if it's working with one of us, taking a teleseminar, or some other path, I want to thank you and bless you for being here. It's really just a great opportunity to be in relationship with you. So whatever that is, thank you for being here. And for some of you, hope to see you on Friday at the Call on Friday.
Great. Well, we still have a little bit of time. Jeffrey, would you be able to speak to us about how knowing your purpose can enrich your life, even your bank account, with respect to purposeful marketing and selling? It might be a way of addressing a little bit more of what Fran asked.
Absolutely. I've been largely speaking about entrepreneurs, solopreneurs, people that are writers, healers, teachers, coaches, therapists, etc. This does also apply to business in that largely what business does is try to use intrinsic motivators. They're using motivation that doesn't really work all that much. They've done studies on how long people stay motivated after getting a raise or a bonus, and it lasts anywhere from a couple minutes to a maximum of 30 days in terms of how long they stay motivated by this this somewhat artificial motivation. So there are companies, I think of things like Tom's Shoes, that is doing good in the world and also making a profit. And there's something about this relationship of a purposeful company that makes a huge difference in the people inside of it, feeling motivated and happy to come to work and apply their skills and talents. I'm not going to go into a whole lot of that on that call, but there is that sort of part of purpose, purposeful company, purposeful business, and a purposeful world. Mm-hmm. In terms of our own lives, there is something really magical about being able to know your purpose and tell it to other people. Imagine we're at a cocktail party, right, and we're going around and people are saying, oh, what do you do for a living? One person says, oh, I'm an accountant. Another person says, oh, I write code. I'm a technologist. Another person maybe works at a pharmaceutical company. They come to me and I say, I heal the ache of those who are meant to change the world.
Whoa.
It's a conversation stopper.
Yeah.
And what happens is people go, wow, what do you mean? There's Sam Horn, a good friend of mine who's a writer and a teacher, talks about the eyebrow effect. Right? Does the eyebrow go up when you say what you do for a living? Does it actually have people engage you and go, well, what do you mean by that? How do you do that? Well, what do you mean, ache to heal the world? And then I can start talking about my purpose and my mission in life. And what happens is either one of three things. People either go, oh, wow, that's really neat. Good for you. I'm glad you're doing that work in the world. That's sort of number one. Another response is...
pat on the head.
Right, yeah, like, wow, that's really cool for you.
Uh-huh.
You know? It's not for me. I don't ache to change the world, but good for you. That's awesome.
Right.
other people go, oh, my gosh, you know who you need to talk to is my brother.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you just described him to a T. Cool, good. Let's hook us up, right? I'll talk with your brother. Or the third thing that happens is people just look at me and they go, how did you know?
Yeah.
How
yeah.
did you see me so clearly?
Wow.
I've had people just by saying that one sentence tear up because they felt so seen and I touched the heart of their longing. That's purposeful marketing.
Absolutely.
People buy with emotion and justify with intellect. And so one of the things that happens when people get connected with a trusted source, I never talked about ache before I connected with my trusted source. It wasn't in my vocabulary. And for most people, what happens is the trusted source tells them their purpose in language and in specific detail that they could have never made up on their own. And when you use that information and that language with people you are meant to serve, they feel so incredibly seen that they know they must work with you.
Well, Jeffrey, sweetie, I'm sorry, but I need to cut in. We're coming to the close of the show, and I just want to thank you for all you're doing to heal the ache of those who are meant to change the world. Thank you, listeners, for caring about the topic of purposeful living now. And I just want to wish you a blessed and purposeful week. May you make a difference wherever you go. Each week, Heart and Soul brings you people who are making a difference in their families, communities, and world. Our guest next week is renowned Christian life coach Christopher McCluskey, who will be speaking with us on Living Outside the Box. This is Jory Fisher with Heart and Soul, and Jeffrey and Jory are signing off. God bless you.
Bless you all. Thank you so much.
Thank you for joining us on Heart and Soul, Reflections on Passion, Purpose, and Perseverance. We look forward to having you back next Wednesday at 9 a.m. Pacific Time, noon Eastern Time, when host Jory Fisher brings you another inspiring show. We'll see you then.
Thanks again for listening to the preceding program, brought to you on the Voice America Variety Channel. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit VoiceAmericaVariety.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live Internet talk radio. Visit VoiceAmerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the preceding program are strictly those of the hosts or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.